A wedding barn, David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today.
Obviously in the past it was a milking barn and a hay storage barn. Recent years it was used for a few events.
Did Twin Falls County farmer Rick Pearson think that they'd be renting it out for events?
That was the furthest thing from my mind. I was actually sitting in a Farm Bureau meeting one night. The Women's Committee chairman was sitting beside me and she said, I'm getting married and there's this barn that I want to get married in, but they tell me that it's tied up in a transaction that's being sold. And I said, where's the barn at? And she went on to tell me and I said, give me a couple weeks and I'll let you know if you can get married there. So they were actually, our first wedding was the women's chair for Twin Falls County Farm Bureau. And then it's just expanded from there. My wife has kind of taken it up and has gotten to where she kind of enjoys it. So it's her deal. We probably have 10 to 15 a year. And I think she's already got that much booked for next year. Mostly weddings. We've had some proms here, high school proms, some 4-H FFA benefit dinners, some quinceañeras. We've had a couple of those, a couple birthday parties. In the last 3 years, we've had Halloween parties, harvest parties, and just invited the community and have had a good turnout for that as well.
Should be called the Happy Barn, produced by the Ag Information Network.